I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. Hello, hackers. Hello, welcome back. You may have noticed a slight change in the title. If we've gone from hacked as F to hacked as. There's a reason for that, and the main reason is that Apple would not allow the podcast to go onto iTunes because the title has as F, AF in it. Like, really? Really, Apple? But also, it's okay, because I am trying to swear less. So the reason for that is just personal. Like, I just feel like it's not always necessary. I will swear in emergencies, but I stand by the statement of people who swear are more honest. So I'll just keep it for emergencies. Anyway, guys, today's topic is all about guilt. Guilt, guilt, guilt. Now, I've been having so many conversations around guilt lately, and it has sparked this conversation that I want to have with you. And, well, it's a bit of a one-sided conversation, I realize that, because it's a podcast. But I've been having so many conversations about it, and it's really helped me realize the purpose of guilt. I haven't actually been a person all my life who feels guilt. I have done some things in the past that other people might feel guilty about, but I haven't felt guilty about it. Guilt has never really been a huge thing for me, unless I really messed up and I hurt someone. That made me feel guilt. But I was talking to somebody the other day, and he was telling me about how he feels guilty about some things that he's done in his past. And this reminded me of a conversation I had with one of my friends, which he said to me, "Bella, guilt is a disempowering feeling. Just own what you did and then move on." And for me, that was a game changer. Like, wow, I can just own what I did. I know I did it. I need to own it. And then I can just move on from it. So I was trying to tell this guy, my other friend, you know, like, you've learned from it. It's a good thing that you're feeling guilt. And then I realized when talking to another one of my friends, my God, I talk a lot. That guilt actually does serve a purpose. It does. That noise you can hear in the background is my cat. Shh. Pause. Her name is Hero. So the guilt does serve a purpose though, because without guilt, we wouldn't change, because guilt is such an uncomfortable feeling, and the fact that we feel guilt about something or feel guilty about something means we don't want to do it again. And maybe we should just own that and then grow from there, instead of like pushing it aside and be like, I'm not going to feel guilty because blah 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 blah. It's like, well, actually, if you are feeling guilty, that's a sign that you're not being congruent to who you are as a person and to your values. So you need to address this. Hero. So you need to address what you've done that made you feel guilty and grow from it. Use that guilt as fuel. I like to make sure that all the things I feel are put to use in some way. So if I am feeling guilty, I know it's a sign and I need to learn from this experience and take it on board as, you know, something I can grow from and something I don't want to repeat. So if the guilt is really strong, just take that serve that as a reminder. Keep the memory of the guilt, because it is, you can use that as a fuel to not repeat the same mistakes, because at least you just feel guilty. You don't feel like an awful, you could feel worse things than guilt. Like, if you just felt guilty for doing something that reflected poorly on you, okay. Or you could feel guilty for actually having texted while driving and actually killed someone. Like, different levels of guilt here. So basically the reason I'm making this talk today is because I want you to know that guilt, you can make it work for you. Don't let it shame you and crush you. There is no point in just walking around feeling guilty for past mistakes. Like, there's no point in that. Catch yourself a freaking break. The fact that you are actually feeling guilty shows that you have a conscience and shows that you want to change. If you didn't feel guilty, it would show that you didn't even know what you did was wrong and you weren't going to change. You're going to keep repeating the same thing. So cut yourself some slack. The fact that you're feeling guilt is a good sign. You're a human being. Woohoo! And you're a good one too if you feel bad about doing something. On the flip side of that, there is no point in just walking around feeling guilt and shame and cowering in it and not ever doing anything ever again because you feel guilty. Not taking a chance ever again because you feel guilty of past actions, past decisions. The fact that you can feel guilty about it is a good sign. It's a good sign. Now, don't let that guilt and that shame, that horrible feeling go to waste. Just don't repeat those mistakes. So, while I don't want you to walk around feeling that, it's good to remember. It's good to remember, but you've also got to forgive yourself. It's crazy. I did a 30 days personal growth challenge, and one of the things we had to do was look ourselves in the mirror and go back to a time when we were a child, and I was telling the group about how I felt seeing myself as a child, and when I saw my childhood self, I felt so much sadness, just loneliness, it was like a loneliness just was all around the child me. It was so, so sad. And when I told them that, the leader said, "Did you forgive yourself?" And it's like, that's the thing I never even considered doing before, is forgiving myself. Why is it that we can forgive others? And I'm going to do another talk on this another time about the power of forgiveness. But forgiving yourself is hugely important. We can forgive others for the things they wronged us for. Why can't we forgive ourselves for letting ourselves down or for making mistakes? We need to forgive ourselves because we all make mistakes. And if we would give someone else a second chance, why not our own self? Why beat yourself up over something that you would forgive someone else for? And even if you say, "I wouldn't forgive anyone else for that," well, that's rough. This is you we're talking about, and you know where your heart is, and we all make mistakes. And one of my friends telling me about how a friend of hers used to treat people and how he feels so much guilt about the way he used to treat people, and it's like, mate, you've come such a long way. I couldn't even imagine you treating anyone like that. You don't need to feel guilty about that anymore. You made mistakes and you messed up. But you've come so far and you need to just forgive yourself, because we're none of us are perfect. And the fact that you can look back on that and feel guilt, feel bad, or just acknowledge that those actions you took were wrong, that is awesome. Now, own what you did. Yes, I messed up, but I learned from that and I'm not going to let that happen again. And then you move forward. Simple exercise for you guys to do. Just sit down. What is it that's making you feel guilty? What is it? Think about it if you're not already thinking about it all the time. Remember your own heart at the time. Often our heart is not in a bad place. Like, it's very rare that your heart is actually in a bad place. You're just so caught up in other things to realize what you're doing sometimes. Cut yourself some slack. Honor yourself because you are sitting down and taking the time to reassess and realize what you did was not right and not okay. And then move on from that. That's the important part. Forgive yourself. Give yourself a big hug. Wrap your arms around yourself. It sounds ridiculous, but after a few seconds, the endorphins will kick in and just liberate yourself. There's nothing you could have done that cannot be forgiven. There's nothing you could have done that cannot be forgiven. The fact that you feel the guilt is a sign that you are a good person and you've learned your lesson. And let's not repeat it, okay? Let's grow from this. Let's grow from this. And then maybe if you see someone doing the same mistake you did, you won't judge them. Yet you'll know where they are. Maybe you can guide them with your own experience. And just know that now you're set up to win because you've forgiven yourself for that time, that mess up. We all mess up. We all make mistakes. God, don't get me started on the mistakes I've made. But I'm not going to hold that against myself, just like I wouldn't hold that against my brother if he messed up. Why would I? We all make mistakes. Let it go. You are worth a second chance. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.